In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. Christmas is a week away. By this time next week, you will have opened your presents, worshiped the Christ child in this very sanctuary, or a sanctuary very much like it, sung the faith into your hearts once again, the singing of the carols of Christmas, and traveled to wherever your Christmas schedule takes you. And as you travel from here to there, or even if you hang around your own home, your feet will probably be kept warm and toasty in a nice new pair of Christmas socks. Socks cover those rather inglorious parts of our body, our feet. And sometimes, because our feet are so undignified, and let's face it, kind of ugly, well, at least mine are, you should see the sad excuse I have for toenails. Because our feet are, well, so boring, socks kind of rule the day. We get them in all different shapes and patterns, wild and crazy, even with fingers for our toes, all to dress up our feet, our inglorious, undignified, boring, and sometimes even ugly feet. Unsightly feet, except on a night like tonight. Isaiah writes, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns." Picture this. Jerusalem's been at war, and she's been defeated. After many long, hard-fought battles, the enemy's overwhelming strength and relentless determination toppled Jerusalem's meager defenses. A cloud of doom chokes the city, its walls pulled down, the temple destroyed, what remained of its wealth stolen. Those of any skill, those of any value, as man determines value, were marched off to serve as slaves in Babylon. Those who were left, the losers, those whom Babylon found not even worth using as servants, they're the ones who remained in Jerusalem. They scrounged around for sustenance. Life was hopeless. They were helpless. And it has been like this for years. 70 years. On the horizon, they knew someone would appear. They always do. But who will it be? Will it be the conqueror's flag they see once again flying in reigning might, raised, demanding even more tribute from an already barren land? Someone on the horizon was never good news. Good news hadn't been heard of in more than a generation. Life was hanging by a thread. Nothing was certain, nothing sure, except, of course, that of dust and ashes. As the watchmen stand on what's left of Zion's walls and they scan the horizon, he comes, a lone messenger, running because his message is urgent. Good news? Probably not. Hasn't been for years. Bad news? Probably so. Always has been. And so those in the city wait. But as the messenger closes in on the city walls, the watchman on Zion's walls can see the runner is elated, his face filled with joy. The news he brings is good. He brings good tidings of great joy. The watchmen on Zion's walls see him coming, and the runner's joy causes them to lift up their voice and start to sing a song of joy, a song that hasn't been heard in, well, longer than since anyone can remember. Now, eye to eye, they see the return of the Lord to Zion. And soon the women and children break forth together, and the whole city raises its voice together, singing the words the messenger brings. Your God reigns. Our God reigns. And it all started with those feet. The dusty, smelly, cut up, dirty, tired, and ugly feet of a messenger as they carried him into view. But feet which bring good news, be they dusty, dirty, or even ugly, are blessed, beautiful feet in the sight of weary and fearful eyes. In less than a week, we will celebrate Christmas. Jesus, the Messiah, is born. He takes on human flesh, eyes and ears, mouth and nose, arms and legs and feet. Precious, beautiful baby feet that spread their toes and kick their blankets off. Beautiful feet that carry the best news of all. From heaven above to earth, he comes. God has come to save. God has come to comfort. God has come to redeem his people. The Lord has bared his holy arm and come to loose the bonds of sin and death from around the necks of his captive people. God has come to rescue you. God has returned and he reigns. Those beautiful baby feet would grow. They would walk a holy life. They would wear sandals, the thong of which even the great John was not worthy to untie. His beautiful feet would carry him down into the Jordan River to be baptized for us and for our salvation. His beautiful feet would cart him off into the wilderness to confront without falling that which conquered us in a garden. His beautiful feet would walk on water and carry the preaching of the kingdom of God around the land. His beautiful feet would carry him into the waste places, into the lives of broken people. And in his presence and by his word, the blind would receive sight and the lame would walk, lepers would be cleansed, the deaf would hear again, even the dead would be raised, and the poor would have good news preached to them. His beautiful feet would carry him along the path to Jerusalem. His beautiful feet would be anointed with tears and perfumed with oil, preparing them for burial. But before that would happen, his beautiful feet, feet that publish peace, feet that bring good news, feet that proclaim salvation, his beautiful feet that carried the message, "Your God reigns," his beautiful feet would stand before the religious leaders and the Roman governor. They would stumble as they carried the cross to Calvary. His beautiful feet would be pierced for you. They would be so marred beyond human semblance and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. They would be brutally pressed backwards against a wooden pole and nailed through for us. But that wouldn't be the end of his beautiful feet. His beautiful feet would also carry him out of the grave, and they would also ascend in glory for us. And someday, at his beautiful feet, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. How beautiful indeed are those holy feet of Jesus that walked this earth on their way to the cross. As foretold in the very beginning, the serpent would bruise the heel of his beautiful feet, but that same foot would come crashing down and crush the head of the old evil foe, destroying him and his power over us forever. So the warfare really is over. Sin and slavery and death is ended. Jesus' feet work peace between God and man. They put the Father at peace with you. They really do. They are beautiful in feet indeed that proclaim your God reigns. But how then will anyone call on him and in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. That good news, God has called your pastors to proclaim, that your sins are forgiven for Jesus' sake. And that's what makes my ugly feet feet that have stepped in the same gross and damning sin as yours have. That's what makes my feet beautiful and my message worth listening to. Not because it's beautifully crafted, but because it carries with it the beautiful gospel of the one with beautiful feet. The one with beautiful feet has sent your pastors to proclaim the good news of Christ that cleanses the feet of even the dirtiest sinner. Your pastor has had his feet washed as yours have been. He has been forgiven, and he has been ordained and sent to be the runner to bring good news, who proclaims peace, who announces glad tidings of great joy. It's your pastor's feet that stand by the font while Christ washes away sin. It's your pastor's feet that stand before you speaking the words of holy absolution. It's your pastor's feet you see as you bow your head at Christ's altar, eating and drinking the body and blood of Jesus and receiving that forgiveness. So rejoice. Not that my feet are all that beautiful, so I'd say, rejoice that I wear socks. But rather, rejoice as well that by the feet of his ministers, the blessings of Christ's nail-pierced feet are delivered to you. And give thanks as well for all the beautiful feet who have appeared from over the horizon in your life, who announce to you, our God reigns. Apostles and evangelists, missionaries and professors, the great preachers of then and now, and the plain old ordinary average, or just slightly below vanilla parish pastors, chaplains, and mothers and fathers and grandpas and grandmas, Sunday school teachers, and well, the list goes on, doesn't it? Messengers who have carried good news to you, the good news that in spite of all of the disasters and losses, in spite of the malum and bedlam, you can know this. For us, there comes one whose beautiful feet have worked salvation for us. They came once in a manger. They come now in word and sacrament. And they will appear again from over the horizon for all the world to see. And in the face of all that can and has gone wrong in life, it's only his news that can cause us to break forth together in everlasting song. So put on your beautiful garments, Jerusalem, for the bonds of all that stands against you have been loosed from around your neck. Rejoice and sing. For you know him by name, Emmanuel, God with us. God for you, not against you. He has bared his holy arm, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. So rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say it. Rejoice in the name of Jesus. Amen.